Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've been trying to work this microphone stand, and it just will not do what I need for it to do. But I will not shoot it in any event. What America needs right now, some good news, and maybe studying complex systems can supply it in a backhanded way. But you need to understand one thing. In a world given to constant change, no one is ever, quote, correct, end quote, for long. Now, the political right is not perennially correct in its policies, and with very extreme certainty, I state for the record that the political left is correct only for microseconds before it is wrong once again. And the left has no need to be correct. Its power ensures that its policies will be implemented, whether or not they are effective, useful, or pleasant. Hence, Joe Biden's plans on fossil fuel. We already lead the world in reduction of greenhouse gases, and that's not enough. It's not enough to be number one. We have to be number one and enhance that stuff. And in the meantime, the people that he's buddy-buddy with, the Chinese, the Indians, the Russians, they're not going to comply with any of this stuff. And he knows that, and yet he's dragging us into that. Now, the reason no one can be right for very long is that complex adaptive systems, which sometimes involve human activity, keep changing. A complex system constantly changes in ways that can be small or large or catastrophic. Slow, continuous rain on the side of a mountain causes many small avalanches and occasional large, destructive ones. That is an ordinary complex system. It becomes a complex adaptive system if humans are present. So, thus, if there are villages on the side of said mountain and the villagers try to redirect the floodwaters, then the people and the rain and the mountain constitute a complex adaptive system. For a complex adaptive system containing people to work, the people's leaders need to exhibit extreme agility, thoughtfulness, and speed. And this is, you know, this has to do with implementation of policy. Those three attributes we'd want to see in any government doing our bidding, which is what we're supposed to have now. The very notion that fixed solutions based on ideological considerations can address societal problems should be laughable at this point in our evolution. For some politicians, ideology is perhaps the most complex consideration they can grasp, with constantly moving systems being beyond their viewpoint. You know, they can't quite fathom this in. You will find this, I would say most people going to Congress for the first time are adaptive until they get to Congress, and then they become absorbed, shall we say. Controlling a complex adaptive system requires extreme flexibility, but not something like fixed ideology. And that observation is especially true when you realize that not only is the government trying to control events outside itself, but it's also required to control its internal processes at the same time. And this is pretty doggone difficult. Think of it like riding a bicycle. To get somewhere, you have to become part of the process. You have to balance. You know, all of your movements are directed, you know, directing the bicycle. Under such circumstances, it is not advisable to fall asleep or become otherwise distracted while riding said bicycle. So, when you take these principles that I'm laying out to you and put these in your head, it's easy to see why the Lyft solutions most always fail. Like healthcare, Lyft already knew, and they already know what to implement to save the day. Socialized medicine. And it's not like that hasn't been tried. There's other countries that have socialized healthcare that still have private medical services for well-off or politically powerful individuals. This is a two-tier system. Remember when I was talking about apartheid yesterday? This is a two-tier system. When well-off people can bypass universal healthcare, the universal system becomes second rate. A friend who lives in a country with universal health care was told that an ultrasound scan for his urinary retention problem could be 4 weeks off. And because he could, he immediately came to America to get the test, which is available in every urologist's office. So is this the socialized medicine that the left is advocating, or is this one of those for thee but not for me proposals? So, in other words, the complex adaptive system completely failed to meet the left's idealized demands. But, like I said, I'm trying to bring you some good news. And the good news is that complex systems will fail where adaptation or adaption does not happen continuously. Leftist solutions will fail faster than most because they have a long list of solutions that Marxist theory says should work, but never works in the real world. Trump kept upsetting the apple cart for 4 years because he wanted to solve problems by adapting until perceived problems eased or disappeared. And that's why he is no longer president. Orange Man Bad kept upsetting things as he tried to set them right, causing the self-styled elite and their cushy expectations to falter. Biden is setting up and intends to reign over solutions that will not work. And if we cannot have the satisfaction of having Trump reelected, at least we can bask in the delicious irony of watching leftists stumble about while trying to enrich themselves from an economy that's going to shrink due to their imposed solutions. And it appears that only through serious suffering will the American people finally decide to throw the bums out. But without the suffering, nothing's going to change, unfortunately. And that's the best news that I got for you at the moment. Maybe after suffering, people will decide that solving problems through constant tinkering, discussion, always with an eye to an individual liberty, the free market, and moral principles, beats ideology every time. Freedom is an instinctive thing we need. It's an instinctive thing we want. Right now, you know, back in July, we had the freedom then of either buying an electric car if we wanted to, or having a gas-driven car. Gas-driven cars are actually cheaper in the long run, and they are just about as clean. A electric car, of course, while it's running, it has no exhaust. It's not giving off any gas, but you are having to get coal fire energy to recharge it, and then when the battery finally goes bad, that has huge impact on the environment, which is something that I'm going to tell you. But if Biden has his way, you're not going to have those options. We're going to move to, we're going to phase out something that works and go to something that only works in theory. Because the theory sounds good. And we're going to run on the theory. We're going to tell the people the theory is going to work. And for those that are gullible enough to buy it, I guess they'll vote for these guys again and again. But the suffering is commencing. It's already started in certain places. Look what's happening in California. California is something to watch. But in the meantime, the suffering has to occur for change to be implemented. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming from the Violence Policy Center, also known as the VPC, this past Monday, they released a 39-page report about the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the National Rifle Association and the gun industry as a whole. The gun control group takes issue with the NSSF and NRA targeting black Americans and Latinos as first-time gun owners. I don't understand that at all. Simply because they are black or Latino has nothing to do with them being a first-time gun owner. The fact that they live in America has something to do with them being a first-time gun owner. But that has nothing, you know. This is what you call projection. Because when they say targeting, most of the time that's because that's what they do. When they're going to single you out, they're going to target you. They wrote, in its marketing efforts to communities of color, the gun industry frequently focuses on the self-defense use of firearms, despite the fact that guns are rarely used to stop crimes or kill criminals and are far more likely to be used in homicides, suicides, or fatal unintentional shootings. Recognizing that blacks and Latinos are already disproportionately impacted by lethal gun violence, these efforts can only increase death and injury in these communities. The executive director of the VPC is Josh Sugarman. He's as wrong as his name is. And that's simply because when you got people like, when Gary Kleck came out with his first report, where he said there was 2.5 million defensive gun uses per year, the Clinton administration took umbrage with that. So they did their own study. And they found out, yes, we're right. There's only 1.5 or 1.75 million defensive gun uses per year. And I would throw that up to simply a difference in method. Then John Locke comes along and he comes up with his. And I mean, the CDC in 2013, they came out. You remember that was supposed to be part of the Obama 23 executive actions. And he asked them to study gun violence. And what they found out and what they published in June of 2013 is that 3 million times a year there are defensive gun uses. So here we have, listen, Gary Kleck is an ACLU card-carrying member. He's a Democrat. He's an honest man. But, you know, it's not like he's out there going, I must protect the Second Amendment. The guys that work for Clinton in out of his Department of Justice or Justice Statistics or whatever it was, they work for Clinton. And then we have the CDC. So right off the bat, his stuff is debunked. Just because you pull a gun on somebody and you don't kill them doesn't mean it didn't stop a crime. So, right now, he's also trying to compare the gun industry to the tobacco industry, saying groups like the NSSF and the NRA are working to arm blacks and Latinos for all the wrong reasons. In particular, he is arguing it's because they want to drive up gun sales. Well, once again, that is also incorrect. The gangs of the United States, 34% of the population of gangs in the United States is Latino, Hispanic, whatever term you want to use. They outnumber black America. I think black America makes up 28% of the gang members. So what's that? That's 62%, so you know where the rest of it is going to be Asian and Caucasian and some other stuff. But, you know, that means that in these communities where everybody's not a gang member, that means the normal people of these communities, whether they be Latino or black American or whatever, they become what? Victims of crime. So, and this is the thing, it's always to drive gun sales. Like, gun sales aren't already crazy. They've been good since Joe Biden got out there and opened his mouth in December of 2012. He said, along with the hope of increased gun sales, a corollary goal of this effort is to turn more blacks and Latinos who historically support gun violence prevention measures into pro-gun advocates for future political battles. Well, no. I'm one of the first ones that would tell you, most of the people that bought guns probably voted for Biden. If they were already going to vote for Biden, the fact they bought a gun did not change their mind. And after all, he's the most popular president that ever lived. Even though he got 81 million votes, but he has 47% job approval. I just don't understand this. The most bogus claim is that the firearms industry is exploiting crises, real and perceived, and creating civil unrest to market guns to potential buyers. So basically, they're upset that the gun industry is taking into account various types of gun owners, men and women, black and white and Hispanic, when they market. I thought diversity was the rule of the day. Or is that only something to celebrate when the minority backs your cause? Mark Oliva told townhall.com, Mr. Sugarman's theories that the firearm industry and others are seeking out blacks and Latinos to replace present firearm owners is demonstrably racist. It is shocking to me that he believes black and Latino men and women cannot decide for themselves how and when to exercise their God-given rights. Second Amendment is a right of all law-abiding Americans at birth, endowed by their creator and protected by the Second Amendment. It is not a white right, a black right, or a Latino right. It's not a right of red states or blue states. It's a God-given right of every American, and it's appalling that Mr. Sugarman believes an entire industry should ignore the personal safety concerns of black and Latino Americans because he doesn't believe they should be exercising their rights. And this is the thing. The Second Amendment belongs to you, America. It belongs to every individual listening to me right now. It belongs to everybody out there. And it regardless of what your melanin is and which chromosome you have and where you come from. These gun rights organizations are out there. You know, they're out there. And they even tried to taint Maj Touré. And all Maj is doing is he's going out there and he's teaching people, you know, some basic gun safety and explaining a few things and bringing it to people that haven't ever gotten it before. So, they have concerns about how people are using weapons, and that's fine. I get that. And I have concerns about how people use weapons. But then again, I know the statistics. If the statistics took me the other way, this would be a completely different show. I'm going the way the stats tell me to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
January is now the deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in the country so far. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows roughly 77,700 people have died during this month due to the virus. Over 424,000 American lives have been lost to the virus since the start of the pandemic. The White House is being pressed about safely reopening schools.
We will have specifics that we'll defer to the CDC on the safe reopening of schools.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying that plans are being made by the new Biden administration. President Biden also promoting new executive orders on climate change, calling it a national security issue. Biden says it is possible to create new jobs while battling the crisis. This is USA Radio News. 7 days into the Biden administration, and the CDC is coming out with a new study regarding schools.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Tom Carper is introducing a bill to give Washington, D.C. statehood. The Delaware Democrat says it's long overdue for the more than 700,000 Americans that live in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser thanking Carper in a tweet saying statehood cannot wait. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Gun control groups like Everytown and the Brady Bunch, they have a full wish list of anti-gun initiatives that they want to see enacted by the old Biden administration. And Democrats at the state and federal level also. But one of their top priorities at the moment is a ban on things that aren't even firearms at all, you know? According to the ATF, a firearm is defined by the Gun Control Act of 1968 as any weapon which will be or is designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive, including the frame or receiver of any such weapon. If the frame or receiver is not fully completed, however, the ATF does not consider that to be a firearm under federal law. And these unfinished parts can be sold without background checks or serial numbers because they're not guns. So gun ban groups are suing the agency in an attempt to force them to redefine a firearm to include hunks of metal that aren't frames or receivers at all. And the ATF has also recently targeted at least one company for selling kits that allow buyers to produce their own frame or receiver at home. Now, a California lawmaker has introduced legislation to ban the sale of ghost gun kits across the state. And as you can imagine, the anti-gun zealots are celebrating. So it's simple. Anything that can be assembled into a gun should be treated as a gun, although that's a problem. That is a problem right now because you don't have to have those anymore either. And I'll expand on that in a moment. Um, The Brady Bunch, they put out a tweet where they, simple, anything that can be assembled into a gun should be treated as a gun. Thank you to ASM, Chris Ward, for introducing this proactive common sense legislation to stop the flow of untraceable and unregulated ghost guns. You know, I don't actually know anybody that has one of those. I know a lot of people that have built AR-15s. But if they didn't build it with a 80% lower, then they got a completed lower, and it has serial number on it. They had to go through a background check for it. And their tweet reveals a problem with the position taken by these anti-gun groups. If their proposed standard is that anything that could possibly be turned into a gun should be treated as if it is one already, then California is going to be treating raw materials as if they're firearms. So a block of steel could be used to, you know, you can use it to build a skyscraper or another small segment of the state's high-speed rail to nowhere, but it could also be potentially used to make a gun. And while the legislation that Brady is backing doesn't actually impose that incredibly vague standard, the provisions of AB 311 are still incredibly problematic. Under this new bill, vendors at gun shows in the state would be prohibited from possessing, displaying, offering to sell, selling, or transferring any firearm precursor parts. And according to state law, a firearm precursor part is defined as a component of a firearm that is necessary to build or assemble a firearm, and is described in either of the following categories: an unfinished receiver, including both a single-part receiver and a multiple-part receiver, such as a receiver in an AR-10 or AR-15-style firearm. An unfinished receiver includes a receiver tube, a molded or shaped polymer frame or receiver, a metallic casing, a metallic forging, and a receiver flat, such as the Kalashnikov-style weapons, and blah, blah, blah. Or an unfinished handgun frame. These are what we refer to as 80%. They're only 80% complete, so they're, which leaves the buyer to do the very important remaining 20% of the work that turns the unfinished material into a legally defined firearm. Now, note that under California law, there is no definition of an unfinished receiver or frame. What exactly does a hunk of metal or a spool of polymer material, when does that become a firearm precursor part? And let me give you an example. 3D printing. There are now filaments, as they call them, that will work for a gun frame. And there are CAD files aplenty that you can download for free, and you can print the gun frame, including the fire control group cavity. And you print that, and then you can buy the parts, because you're going to still have to have a metal barrel, a metal slide. You're going to have to have metal inserts for the. You're going to have the trigger and all that other stuff. But, I mean, this is one of the things about the Glock design, even though I don't carry them anymore. The Glock design is such a simple design that it really lends itself to this kind of fabrication, if you will. So, them going after ghost guns, what they're looking at right now, there are other things right now that don't exist. Every machine shop out there that has a CNC machine can cut out an 80% lower, or they can cut out a 100% lower. There is simply no way to police this. Outlawing it is going to take, first of all, criminals are not going to get out there and say, well, we need some guns. What are we going to do? Let's make some ghost guns. No, they're going to try to rob a gun shop, or they're going to try to break into a car and look for a gun or something. They're not going to go to that extreme. They don't have a CNC machine. They don't have a 3D printer. They don't understand how to put certain things in place. They might decide to do that later, but as of this moment, it's just easier to steal them. So, I mean, you could take a snow shovel and melt it and repurpose it into a gun lower if you want to. Okay? And at what point do we begin to look at everything out there that can be repurposed? Because, a lot of people take railroad spikes and turn those into knives, as an example. Everything that can be repurposed is being repurposed today. What they're wanting to do is very vague and it's very unworkable. And that's probably one reason why it's so popular with the anti-gun politicians. With an anti-gun supermajority in the state legislature, it may very well go to Gavin Newsom's desk. But if it was enacted into law, the measure is sure to face a legal challenge, like everything coming out of California does. And in the meantime, the violent crime soaring in California, politicians should be putting their focus on the individuals who are actually responsible for the violence instead of trying to ban and regulate every object that could potentially be turned into a gun. Because here's the problem, politician peoples. Everything can be turned into a gun. Everything can be weaponized. You simply cannot ban everything. You cannot track it. You don't have the expertise. I don't know why. It's like being on a merry-go-round with the leftists. And whenever you make it around the halfway point where you're facing the parking lot, you're in the gun control quarter. And they make the turnaround and everything. Gun control, energy, health care. Never ends. But they're constantly in this spinning circle. You can't ban everything. You can't ban your way to guns not existing, to use a Obama phrase. You can't do that. And you certainly can't stop the manufacture of them. There's just too many things out there that you can't possibly regulate. If you do try to regulate, there's so many lines of demarcation now. You guys are going to you're going to be walking on eggshells. You're going to be working very hard to not cause a civil war. That's what you should be thinking on right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Tactical gear. I touched on this a little bit with Dave Harrington last night. Very popular in the shooting community. And a lot of it is sold to probably some people that really should probably think about not buying any. I'm not trying to make anybody mad, okay? When I talked to John Farnham about what he carries with him in the event that he has to bail out of his car and go a-shooting, he carries a bandolier full of ammunition, and he carries his rifle and his pistol, and he has a blowout kit. He doesn't have a vest. He doesn't have a plate carrier. And the reason he doesn't have those things is because he never trained for any amount of time with that stuff on. Like me. So, if you're contemplating getting a vest or some other tactical gear, it might pay to pump the brakes. And I'm not trying to put down any industry. I know quite a few of them. I have been sponsored by people like Blue Force Gear and AR500 Armor. They all make this kind of stuff. And this is all kind of, this kind of stuff actually has a niche in the world. However, you know, it comes down to a couple of things. So, and listen, I've promoted this kind of stuff before. You know, AR500 Armor, when they were a sponsor of the show, whenever they would send me one of their vests, I would demo it, and I would show it, and I would show how to set it up. And, yes, they definitely have a thing. But the problem is, I don't, you know, when I was in the military, I ran around for months on end wearing the stuff I would wear to combat. Months on end. Not a few hours out on the shooting range. And I became fully acclimated to what this was going to feel like. And I adapted to where I could move around in it as fast as I could move around without it. Now, what I'm trying to do is for some of you that have never run this stuff, maybe you should think about something a little smarter. And, you know, look at this. Look at this with a very critical eye and think, is this something that I will get real use out of? Or is it a pig and a multicam poke? Police officers that are in SWAT, soldiers, they have definite use of plate carriers and helmets and so on and so forth. If you work in an accounting department, maybe not. Unless he's in the reserves of the National Guard. Then he's cosplaying and rationalizing it, probably badly. Halloween is fun. So are the comic cons, but the people who dress up for Halloween or for the cons know they're just doing it for the kicks and giggles. A nerd knows he isn't Boba Fett. That girl knows she isn't Lara Croft. And Jerry in accounting just might not fully understand that Red Dawn is just a movie. Hopefully he's watching the original, because I have both the remake and the original, and I prefer the original myself. So here's the thing. This is the thing. I've been trying to develop for me what I think is going to be the thing that I carry around. And what you want is something that you can put on quickly, get in, you know, that can carry a majority of the stuff that you need well, and then that you can, you know, move around in and do what you got to do. And to that end, I think what I've come up with is pretty good. It doesn't involve a plate carrier. It doesn't even involve a chest rig. It does involve a belt, and it does involve like a little throw-it-over-the-shoulder bag that would carry some spare magazines in it. There'll be magazines on the belt. There'll be a gun on the belt. I'll have my rifle. You know, there'll be a sling on the rifle so I can sling it over me and everything else. And that's going to be it. Because guess what? I'm 60 years old. I'm going to be 60 years old in April. My lungs are diminished. I've had a heart attack. My knees have carried me around for 60 years without missing a beat. And now I had better optimize what I got, which movement is life in an armed event. Movement is life. Sitting still just means eventually they're going to come to you, unless you're in the middle of a bunch of guys that are just, you know, killers. So, first of all, you know, if you want to buy some stuff and you go do a lot of outdoor stuff, if you do a lot of hiking, like, I think a chest holster for a modern handgun is a splendid idea. And you can wear it on camouflage stuff. You can get the combat shirts, which they never had when I was in. Gosh, I wish they had. And you can buy all the stuff from Cry Precision and Vertex. And I mean, I have a Vertex backpack. That's part of my plan, is the Vertex backpack. So you're going to need something, right? If this is something, you know, if you're outdoors, you're going to want to keep your body temperature at a constant 98.6. You're going to want it to be resisting water. You want it to block wind. And you're going to want shelter. You're going to want sustenance. There's a lot of things you're going to want. These are things you have to consider. If the only time you go outdoors, though, is the golf course or your backyard to cut it, maybe you're buying this stuff because you saw somebody on YouTube wearing it. The chest rig or vest at least gives you a plausibility, a practicality, if you're going to use it as a magazine carrier. But that wears thin outside of the range and or a competitive environment. And it does free up your waistband, without a doubt. Maybe it saves you from having to wear a belt or what have you. But on the other hand, that's very practical, and there are plenty of action shooting sports that would give you occasion to use it. But on the other, if you're just training to keep skills up for defensive purposes, it's something of a moot point. The reason I'm going to look at it hard at a belt is because I draw from the belt. And when I transition from rifle to gun, I'm drawing from the belt. And I'm reholstering on the belt. So I can carry magazines elsewhere on me, because you're going to want to carry magazines. But there's some things you should definitely do, like practicing reloads. That's a fundamental skill when it comes to practical shooting. But it's also that you should bear in mind that it's low on the totem pole when it comes to shooting skills that the armed civilian will ever use in an actual fight. If you were in an infantry unit, that's a different story. The point is that your training and practice regimen needs to be built around the skills you're going to use the most, with a healthy dose of the what if part of it. You need to train for the worst scenario out there, which can involve guns and, you know, rifles and belts, chest rig if you want. I mean, if it works for you, go for it. But what I'm saying is that it is far better to go out and actually practice shooting, practice first aid. That's definitely a thing that's going to happen. If you're not carrying a trauma kit, every time you go out with your concealed carry weapon, you need to think about that, simply because if you are in a gunfight out in, you know, out on the block, out in the civilian world, on the street, however you want to put it, if you're lucky and don't get shot, somebody around you may. It was not part of that gunfight. And what are you going to do then? You're going to save them? You're going to watch them? You're going to try to do something and make it up as you go? So there's a lot of things you got to, you know, make sure you're getting the right gear for the right reason. That's all I'm saying. And make sure it's something that will actually help you with what you're doing. And then when you get it, then you got to put it on. And you got to wear it. And you got to shake it out. You got to shake it down. You got to figure out what works and what doesn't. And you'll find out. You will find out what I'm talking about when you run around with this stuff on. I never had to wear it in the military. What I should probably do is just go get an LBE and some suspenders and put me together one of those 1980s era things, because that carried all the stuff I had to have back then. Not a bad idea. Or make a modern equivalent of that, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see. But I got something here that I'm working on right now. I got a new belt from High Threat Concealment. Stand by and watch this thing. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.